my story, which I was recognized as a national hero, don't show up anywhere on the report, because my story basically destroyed the official one because of the explosions.
U.S. National Hero believes the U.S. government was behind the 9/11 attacks. William Rodriguez, a janitor working in the North Tower of the World Trade Center building in New York, who helped rescue thousands on that Tuesday morning, believes
Osama bin Laden was trained by the United States, was given support for the Afghan rebels to fight with the Russians. As a matter of fact, I did an interview with a former FBI director who on camera told me that he met with Osama bin Laden in the United States, and that he helped put together a care package of $155 million in weapons for the Afghan rebels.
Rodriguez is in Tehran to attend the third Hollywoodism International Conference on Filmmaking. In a press conference at Tehran's Fars News Agency, he discussed the events of the 9/11 attacks.
Actually, there was an initial explosion in the basement seconds before the plane hit, and I spoke about it. They didn't want me to talk about it. The North Tower was the first one to be hit, but the second one to fall. I worked in the building for 20 years. I was the janitor, the person that cleaned the floors. This key was the key of hope for hundreds of people, if not thousands.
On September 11th in 2001, two planes belonging to American Airlines Flight 11 and United Airlines Flight 175 were crashed into the north and south towers of the World Trade Center complex in New York City. Both towers collapsed within 2 hours, and falling debris combined with fires led to the partial or complete collapse of all the other buildings in the World Trade Center complex. A third plane, American Airlines Flight 77, was crashed into the Pentagon, the headquarters of the United States Department of Defense, leading to a partial collapse in the building's west side. The fourth plane, United Airlines Flight 93, was targeting the United States Capitol in Washington, D.C., but reportedly crashed into a field near Pennsylvania. Mr. Rodriguez explained the U.S. government opened a compensation fund awarding $1.6 to $3 million to the victims of these families if they agreed not to sue the U.S. government.
The federal government created a federal compensation fund, which was a fund to basically alleviate the pain of their families by paying them, and actually also for families to avoid the lawsuits.
Under the pretext of those attacks, then U.S. President George W. Bush ordered the invasions of Afghanistan in 2001 and then Iraq in 2003 for what the U.S. and its allies call the War on Terror. As a result of these wars, hundreds of thousands of civilians have been killed while the U.S. still has its troops in both countries.
Although there are some reports that the September 11, 2001 U.S. attacks was a conspiracy and that possibly the U.S. government might have been involved, it is a fact that on that day, almost 3,000 civilians, mainly Americans and Hispanics, died, including 227 civilians and 19 hijackers that were on the planes. Amir Hossein Iskender, Press TV, Tehran.